With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
We have a plate full of dramatic and musical goodies, everything from hats to the celebration of dancing twinkling toes.
From head to toe.
I love it. Why don't we start off with Billy Elliot?
Start with our dancing shoes. The national tour of Billy Elliot is at Shays this week, and I went to the opening on Tuesday. What a wonderful cast.
I'm always surprised at Billy Elliot. I saw it when it was a movie the first time, and I liked it, but it always surprises me that it goes over so well.
I enjoyed it very much. You know, I was at the opening night on Broadway, which was a very exciting night.
What's the difference between the two?
The design elements have been reduced, but I would say that the acting is just as fresh as it was that night. The little boy who performed Tuesday, the tour with three or four children alternating in that role, so many children in that show, but the adults also, really excellent performances and comparable to what I saw that night those years ago.
What about that opening night party?
Oh my goodness.
No, goodness had nothing to do with it. That's not what I understand.
Elton John was there. Billie Jean King was there. John Guar was there. It was an amazing. Do you know who's in it who I love very much is Patty Perkins. Years ago, she was at Studio Arena in The Boyfriend, and she plays the grandmother, and she's just excellent, that wonderful character, the loving grandmother who has dementia but is still the matriarch.
It's cute to be near.
Yes. And Billy Elliot, of course, is the story of a little boy in a coal mining town in the north of England whose father thinks he's taking boxing lessons, but in fact, he's sneaking off to learn ballet.
Hey, what a funny image that is, the first time you see him with these little girls in their ballet tutus.
And the theme of the show is to be yourself, and it's a wonderfully uplifting show set in the coal country of England during the Thatcher years.
Crowns is a musical about hats. Now, that sounds strange. I'll repeat it again. Crowns is a musical about hats.
Well, from toe to head, well, yes, not just hats, but the hats that African-American women wear to church on Sundays.
The church ladies.
The church ladies.
Them.
This is at the Paul Robeson Theater, and it is a wonderful production.
You've been gushing.
I loved it. I loved everything about it. I'd seen it at Studio Arena Theater a few years ago and enjoyed it, but I was just wild about this.
You know, when you see something that you really like, words escape you. You just want to say, go see it. It's great. It's wonderful. It's lovely.
And it is just a very sweet musical.
We all enjoy being read to, and that's part of the subject of Stories by Heart, which was conceived and written by John Lithgow. Yes, the same one in Third Rock from the Sun. I saw that Friday. He is a strong actor. He started out telling us that he was going to read to us, and I thought, oh, God.
Well, you knew that couldn't have been true.
Right. But for a moment, I did have a bit of apprehension.
Until, let me predict, he tosses away the book.
And transforms the stage into another world.
Well, the name of the show is Stories by Heart. I figured there must have been some memorization involved.
Unfortunately, it was just last weekend, but it was a wonderful performance.
Well, part of the point is that they are using 710 Main, formerly Studio Arena, again, and they have had two successful productions there, Seth Rudetsky and now John Lithgow.
It was almost sold out, both performances. Theater lives on Main Street. That's what we need, more of it.
I agree.
The Fox on the Fairway, going from the highway to the byway to the my way.
This is by Ken Ludwig. You remember Ken Ludwig, Lend Me a Tenor.
Lend Me a Tenor.
Fox on the Fairway is a screwball comedy. It's being done at Kaleidoscope.
With real foxes?
No, it is about rival golf clubs in a life or death tournament.
Rival golf clubs. I know you're talking about the institution, but I have the image of golf clubs.
Country clubs. They're rival country clubs, and they're having a golf tournament. It is achingly funny. I just couldn't stop laughing. All kinds of slamming doors and misunderstandings, and it's adorable.
Was it Next to Normal?
Oh, Next to Normal, a very different kind of
musical.
Was
that a good lead-in?
It'll do the job. Next to Normal is the musical being done at the Andrews Theatre, the Irish Classical Theatre Company. Now, this will not sound like a great good time. It's about a woman who's bipolar.
You got me right there. Right? It doesn't sound like it'll be kind.
It is fantastic. Jen Stafford in that central role. I'd seen it in New York, big Broadway production values. Brought into this chamber-like setting, it's a family drama. I recommend it very highly.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.